I'm Mary Hartnett with a look at Siouxland Public Media News. The U.S. Supreme Court says an expanded number of small refineries can seek exemption from certain renewable fuel requirements. The High Court ruled 6-3 that a small refinery that had previously received a hardship exemption from complying with the Clean Air Act requirements may obtain an extension of that exemption. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says she's disappointed with that decision. Nebraska National Guard helicopter crews and support personnel helped battle fires in north central Nebraska that were sparked by multiple lightning strikes on Wednesday. Severe weather triggered at least 20 different fires in the area. As of today, the fires were 95% contained, according to a news release from the National Guard. Onawa residents are being asked to boil their water or use bottled water for cooking and other uses. The city issued a boil water advisory this morning while the city tests its water as a precautionary measure. The city water plant supervisor says a thunderstorm yesterday morning caused an electrical short that led to an equipment failure at the water plant and that could lead to bacteria entering the system. A large COVID-friendly beef processing facility is planned for Southwest Iowa. The newly formed Cattlemen's Heritage Beef will construct a $325 million plant in Mills County. The company says lessons from the past year's COVID-19 outbreak in meatpacking plants across the country are being incorporated into the design of the state-of-the-art facility. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.